Hey guys, Rich Pacini here, your YouTube vlogger and creator. I just want to say it feels great to be back here. I want to timestamp this podcast. This is episode 21. It is November 25th, 2023. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners out there who have listened to my podcast. I'd like to make more podcasts, but there's not enough hours in a day. But I just want to talk a little about, you know, starting a YouTube channel. I know I talked about this before, probably if not here on YouTube. And that's another reason why I haven't been making a lot of podcasts, because I have been spending a lot of time, you know, working on my YouTube channel. I'm also on TikTok as well. You know, I'm on other social media platforms. So to be honest with you, there's not enough hours in the day, but I have to give myself some credit. At least I'm trying, you know. My YouTube channel is growing at a snail's pace. I only got, I think, today to the present is 1,359 subscribers. And what I want to talk about is for people who are thinking about starting a YouTube channel, use the YouTube Shorts. YouTube Shorts do work. I have been getting a lot of views with them. And also, I've been gaining some subscribers with the YouTube Shorts. So if you guys out there are newbies out there, new YouTubers that are thinking about starting a channel, already have a channel, use, as I said in my YouTube video, use the YouTube Shorts as a promo videos. I know it's a 60-second clip. Use it as a trailer and use it to talk to, you know, you could use that 60-second clip to be an intro to your new YouTube channel. They do work, folks. They really do. I mean, and I'm living proof of it for myself. I mean, I know people say, well, you know, that's me saying it's come out of my mouth. You know, I mean, people like to see, you know, it's to see the proof, but I'm telling you, you got to take my word for it. One day I'll do a video on that there on the YouTube Shorts, and I'll show you the subscribers. Now I'm not gaining a lot of subscribers from, but I am gaining subscribers. Let's put it that way. My views on some of them are over like 1,000, you know, over 1,000 in some cases views, and I get a lot of likes on some of them. But actually, I won't say some, a good majority of them. There are people that do like the YouTube Shorts. But the thing is with starting a YouTube channel is consistency. You know, don't, if you're going to start a YouTube channel, I don't know. And that's the other thing too. You get so confused. Well, I do anyway. Listening to all these different YouTubers out there talking about what you should do, what you shouldn't do, you know, well, you always see the old saying there, when it comes to creating videos, make sure you have good thumbnails and titles. And I add three other things to the mix when it comes to creating a YouTube channel. One, keep it real. Number two, keep it original. Number three, let your channel grow organically. Number four, yes, good titles. And number five, good thumbnails. Do that five-step process, whatever you want to call it, and your channel should be good to go. Now, I'm not saying because of that, your channel is going to grow in leaps and bounds, but it will gain stability. People will watch your videos. And, you know, if the content is good enough and you can, you know, catch their interest right from the get-go, you will get subscribers from them. But it's a lot of work. And that's the problem. I think people think like, oh, you pop a couple videos up, bing, bang, boom, it's your channel's going to fly, you know, take off like crazy. It doesn't work that way. As a lot of the subscribers that I watch, follow, I should say, YouTubers, they'll tell you, starting a YouTube channel is not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's a lot of work. It really is. It's a lot of work. There's no doubt about it. But consistency is key. If you can make a video, I try to do two a day, every day. Sometimes I don't have the time for it, you know, and there's times if I can't do the two a day, I try to do one a day. It either be a YouTube short or a YouTube, you know, a long form video. But that's something that you're going to have to tie into your schedule. But me, I try to be very consistent. And I want to make sure that I'm putting out a video at least one a day, at least. I would prefer to do two, but at least one a day. Okay, I'm pushing towards 2,000 videos. You know, that's I was trying to, hopefully I was going to try to do that before the new year. It's not going to happen, unfortunately, because I'd really have to be, I would really have to be cranking videos out left and right like crazy. But I'm trying, you know, but it doesn't matter. It's just something I want to do. People say, well, what's the big deal? What do you want? What's the big deal if you create, you know, 2,000 videos? What's it going to do for you? Ain't going to do anything for me except gain more videos, right? But it, overall, that's something I want to do. That's just something that I need to do. But what I'm finding out is by me listening to all these other YouTube creators out there that are successful, have hundreds of thousands of subscribers, millions of subscribers, and they share their, you know, their ideas on, you know, how to grow a YouTube channel, how to start it, and so on and so forth. Look, to get your channel monetized, I'm just going to go the old way. I know there's another way with it. You need 4,000 hours of watch time and 1,000 subscribers. That's to get your channel monetized. And I know they changed the format around now. So I didn't get into that there, but that's the way it is. You know, that's how I had to do it. Okay. When I got my channel monetized, that's what I have had. 4,000 hours of watch time and 1,000 subscribers. And whoever the 1,000 subscribers that made it possible to get my channel monetized, it is greatly, greatly appreciated. Believe me. Now, I don't get paid every month. That's another thing I want to share with people. I think people are under the impression, well, I'm a small YouTuber now, okay? So you're hearing the information from me, okay? There'll be other creators out there that may beg to differ and tell you otherwise. But I'm talking about my own situation. I don't get paid every month. I wish I did. I mean, it'd be great to have a nice little side gig like this here and have somebody, you know, make money every month, but I don't. And the way it works, the way it has been working for me, YouTube does not release any funds until you hit the $100 mark and over, okay? That's how it's been working for me. Now, for last year, I got a 1099 form from YouTube, and I had to list that, you know, that income down, which I have no problem with that. I don't think I'm going to meet the threshold this year, but I know that I'm still going to get a 1099 from YouTube, and that's fine. I have nothing to hide. I don't care. Even if I'm making $100 for the year, whatever, I'm going to list it down as it's other income. You know, that's the rule of thumb there when it comes to taxes, paying your taxes. But I don't get paid every month, but I wish I did. But anyway, it's okay. As I said it once before, I'm in it for the long haul here. I'm not quitting YouTube. I'm going to keep at it. I'm going to keep making good videos, good content, and, you know, do the best I can with what I have. But my biggest challenge right now, and I said this before in my other videos, is coming up with new content on a daily basis. For me, it's got to be the hardest part, you know, to come up with new content. You know, I sit here brainstorming every morning. I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I don't go to sleep till midnight. Right now, it's going on 11 p.m. over here in the East Coast of New York. Okay, I'm doing this late. I'm a little tired. So if I sound a little not myself, it's because of that. But I was going to put it off. I said, you know what? I got to do this. I keep telling people on my YouTube channel, I got a podcast. I never get around to doing it. So I said, you know what? I got to put it out there. I got to do it. You know, I mean, it's got to be done. You know, I have to somehow... With my work schedule, I have to allot time. This is only a half hour podcast, so I think I could fit this in my time slot. You know what I'm saying? So I there should be no reason why I can't do it. But again, with a podcast, it's the same thing. Coming up with new topics, what you're going to talk about, you know. In a way, I'm glad I have it where they only give me 30 minutes, because if any more than that, I don't know if I could talk for a whole hour, and I don't know if you guys will listen to me for a whole hour, but I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. And I want to, you know, for those who do follow me on here or listeners for the first time, and maybe you might want to, you know, follow me, that'd be great. I'm going to try at least, you know, to be more frequent on this podcasting website here. I'm going to do the best I can with this here. I want to, like I said, I got some information I want to share with people, and I hope people get a good takeaway from the information I put out on this podcast and on my YouTube channel. But that's the other thing, you know, that I wanted to share with you guys is that, you know, starting a YouTube channel, yes, it is very competitive, but it's not rocket science either. You know, a lot of people will talk about, again, when I say a lot of people, I'm talking about the YouTube creators I follow. They'll say, like, they talk about Mr. Beast. I have a lot of respect for Jimmy, okay? I mean, I don't know him personally, not his friend, but I know, you know, I know of him. Good guy, right? He means well, at least the way I see it. And a lot of people, they bring him up a lot. You know, Mr. Beast, you know, does this and that, how he could crack the algorithm and stuff like that. Look, folks, I'm not saying that's not true, but if you're a person that's got some, you know, something to offer people, a lot of people like how-tos, do-it-yourself videos, and I think that's the problem that a lot of people find hard when it comes to starting a YouTube channel. What is it going to be about? What am I going to, you know, they sit there brainstorming to themselves before they actually start the channel, and they'll start thinking to themselves, what is my channel going to be about? And then the other thing is, well, people watch my videos. Sure, they will. They're watching mine. I mean, you know, I'm getting, I have over a thousand subscribers. So if they're watching my videos and I'm a small YouTuber, you know, I mean, why wouldn't they want to watch yours? The thing that really gets me going is like, when I have friends and family asking me, you know, what's your YouTube channel about? Why did you start your YouTube channel? You know, what do you talk about? I got a relative always asks every time. I said, well, I got to go. If I stop the visit, I say, I got to go. I can't spend too much time because I got to do a video. Oh, you're doing a video. What's the video going to be about? I tell, it's the same repetitive thing over and over again. I don't know. Maybe you want to hear me talk about something, you know, surprise them with something. I don't know. It's the same person with the same, you know, asking all the time. So what are you going to talk about? What are you going to talk about? I tell them. I talk about business. I talk about how to start a YouTube channel, things like that. It's a repetitive thing. But the person's older and, you know, maybe, I don't know. Don't ask me why they keep asking that same question. Oh, I guess they want to hear what my YouTube video is going to be about for that day. Who knows? I don't know. But it's okay. You know, I mean, the person's older and, you know, I take that into consideration. You know, elderly person. But, you know, it's okay. But it is what it is, you know. Putting out good content means a lot to me. It's like in a retailing business, like, you know, you want your customers to be repeat customers. You want them to come back, you know, to buy. If you're selling stuff, you want to be repeat customers to buy more stuff from you. Just like on eBay. I've been on eBay for 24 years, still active to this day. And if you look at the feedbacks that buyers had, you know, that leave on there for comments, they're all 100% positive, you know. I want to provide people with good service on, you know, when it comes to selling, right? And it's the same thing with starting a YouTube channel. You want your viewers out there to enjoy your content and to want to, you know, keep coming back for more. But like I said once before, coming up with content, with new content for me is a challenge. And I remember telling somebody out there, and I don't know if it was on a Facebook group or a Twitter or whatever, I mentioned that. I said, my biggest challenge is coming up with content, you know, and the person said something to the effect like, well, it shouldn't be, you're not doing something right or something like that. They had some kind of, you know, they responded to it. And I was like, well, how does this person know what I'm all about? You know, they might not have a problem with it, but I do, you know, at some point in my time when it comes to creating a video, you know, not everybody's the same. You know, we all do things differently. You know what I'm saying? Have a person like that who could come out and say that there, that they have no problem with it, fine. You know, maybe you got a better system when it comes to creating the videos. But I find that to be a challenge for me personally. But I'm in it for the long haul. And I tell my kids, and I tell anybody, quitting is easy. Staying in the game is the hard part. That's the problem today with people. If they don't see results right away, that's it. I'm out. I'm done. You know, they don't want it. They don't want to be bothered with it. You know, it's not good, to be truthfully honest with you. It's not good to do stuff like that. You don't want to throw the towel in and say, well, you know, I'm done. That's it. I can't get anywhere. I'm not getting no feedback. I'm not getting any traction on my YouTube channel. I'm not going to bother with it. That's crazy. You know what? When people tell me stuff like that there, or if I hear anybody saying it, you know what I tell them? I said, you're that's like saying the war was lost before it was even fought. Seriously. If you go into it with a mindset like that, that negativity, how could you, you know, and that's the other thing too. How can you think, you got to think, when it comes to creating a YouTube video, even a podcast, don't get caught up in today's news, you know? That's the problem too, too much distraction. There was a lot of that going on lately, and I know a lot of people follow the news. We all know what's going on, you know? But the thing is, you know, I tell people on my YouTube channel, when it comes to creating YouTube videos, go into it with a clear head. Don't listen to the news the first thing you do, get up in the morning. What you should do, well, this is what I do. I'll turn my computer on. No, the very first thing I do is get myself a cup of coffee. Then I turn my computer on, open my pen and pad, open my pad up here, and start writing down what my video is going to be for that day. And then I pick up from there. And then how I do my research is I look at other YouTubers out there and, you know, get ideas from them. I don't copy their ideas, but I just get ideas from what they're talking about. And then I might expand on it a little, you know, but that's how I do it. And I mean, it's an all-day process. I mean, I do take breaks for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I do spend time with my family, too. So I don't want people to think like Rich is all work and no play, you know. But it's true, though. But I'm on, seriously, with all kidding aside, I'm on this here 7 days a week. I haven't been on vacation in a long, long time. A long time. And if it was a vacation, it'd probably be a working vacation because I have a lot of things. I look at it this way. No, I'm not. I don't have the popularity like Mr. Beast, Casey Neistat, Emma Chamberlain, whatever. But I do have a presence on YouTube. Okay, I'm pushing close to 2,000 videos. Not that that's a lot. To some people, it might be a lot. I've been on one YouTuber's page there, and they have over 19,000 plus videos. Like, holy smokes! You know, I don't know if I'll be around that long to make that many videos. But you know, and it doesn't make me a guru either. Okay, just because I had that many videos and I've been on the platform, you know, since 2013, which makes it 10 years, it doesn't make me a YouTube guru. You know, I don't know it all. I'm still learning a little bits and pieces of things. But you want to know one of the things that's really got me going, that keeps me wanting to do more videos, is learning the video editing software I'm using. I just purchased CyberLink PowerDirector 2024. Now, I've been with them for quite some time. I started off with them from PowerDirector 14 Ultra, 2019, 2020, 2021, and I just purchased the 2024 Ultimate. Okay, that's the last one I bought. And I did it with the upgrade because I was using those other video editing softwares from them. And I was able to upgrade it for $89. With the tax, it came to $97, rounded off to $100, if you want to look at it that way. And it's a great video editing software. I love it. And I use another one in conjunction with it, but I've been using the CyberLink one a lot. I like it. I like the functionality of it. I think it's user-friendly. There is a learning curve to it. I'm not going to deny that. There is a learning curve to using that software, okay? And supposedly it's PC something. I don't know. They say it's a number one choice for people's favorite video editing software. But, you know, I like the new one. I like the new format. It is nice. If you never tried it out, you should download it for free and just where you get an idea what it's all about. I highly recommend people to check it out, you know, but that's just me. I mean, you know, you guys might make the difference. Say, all right, there are other video editing softwares out there. There's Filmora, there's DaVinci, the other ones, you know, they have a couple other ones with Adobe Premiere. I won't go for those because first it's expensive and that's a subscription based thing. And I don't really care for that. I have a perpetual license, like with this tier when I bought the CyberLink PowerDirector 2024. I got a perpetual license. So I paid the one price, and I'm good to go. You know what I'm saying? Get the updates and all that other nice little stuff that they put out there. It is a really nice video editing software. But, you know, that's one of the challenges I want to do, to become a better video editor. Outside of coming up with new content, I want to know how to use that program in and out. You know, I want to know that program like I know the back of my hand, so to speak. That's the other challenge. Coming up with new content is one challenge. Making videos and learning how to use that video editing software, that's another challenge. Now, as a lot of you know, well, I don't know, maybe you do, I only get a half hour on this here, which is great for me, okay, because I don't think I could talk for a whole hour on this here. So, you know, with Spotify, well, it used to be Anchor, they only give me 30 minutes to do a podcast. So I'm okay with that. I have no problem with that. I think that's a good time for a podcast. I think any more than that, I think people will be turned off rather than being turned on. Okay. When it comes to creating videos, like I said earlier, those five steps I said, I don't know if I said it, but those are the five things I tell people when it comes to creating a YouTube channel. Keep it real, keep it original, let your channel grow organically, and don't forget good thumbnails and titles. Now, some people, they may hire somebody to do their titles and thumbnails. It's not rocket science, folks. It's not easy, but at the same time, it's not hard. So I can't see people, you know, stop paying to do all of that stuff. If you take the time and initiative, you could do it. The two programs I like to use when it comes to creating thumbnails and titles is Canva and Adobe Express, the free ones, the free version. Okay. I use those. I love them both. They're good software to create thumbnails and titles and other things as well. You could do your YouTube banners. It's a whole bunch. You got to check it out for yourself. But that's the software I use to create my thumbnails and my titles. And I highly recommend you guys check it out. You know, what do you got to lose? Then, like I said, Adobe is free. So you could use the Adobe Express for free right now. So take advantage of it, you know. But before I close this video, before I close this podcast out, there is something I want to share with you guys. And I had written it down, actually I copied it. This is from ChatGPT, and it's in regard to, again, on the topic of starting a YouTube channel. And it goes like this. It doesn't matter how you start. It matters how you finish. Okay, so I'm going to read this. It's not too long of a read here. It's not even a half a page. It goes on to say, the phrase, it doesn't matter how you start. It matters how you finish, emphasizes the importance of the end result or outcome rather than the initial steps or beginnings of a process. This sentiment is often used to encourage perseverance, resilience, and focus on achieving success, regardless of the challenges or setbacks encountered along the way. In various contexts, this saying could be applied to a personal goals, projects, relationships, and even life in general. It suggests that the journey may involve obstacles, mistakes, or difficulties. But what ultimately defines the experience is the successful completion or achievement of the desired goal. It promotes the idea that individuals should stay determined, learn from their experiences, and keep their eyes on the ultimate object. Whether applied to academic pursuits, career endeavors, or personal development, the message encourages individuals to maintain a positive mindset and continue working towards their aspirations, understanding that the path to success may involve twists and turns, but ultimately leads to a meaningful and rewarding outcome. Now, the reason why I'm sharing that there, and you may have to play it back again if you want to listen to it, whatever. That's the problem. You know, people don't see the whole, they don't see the whole picture at times. You know, I talk about this guy long time ago. I talked about my YouTube video. It's The Psychology of Winning with Dr. Dennis Waitley. And one of his quotes stuck in my head. I can't get it out. I always remember it. And it's a great quote. And it goes like this. It's not what you are that holds you back. It's what you think you're not. Let me repeat that. It's not what you are that holds you back. It's what you think you're not. Folks, if you're going to put yourself out there into the world of YouTube, you can't go into it with negativity. You can't go in with the mindset like that there, thinking no one's going to watch my videos, I'm wasting my time. Look, I'm devoting my free time to helping other people out. I don't have to sit here and do this 7 days a week on a daily basis, do research and do videos. You know why I do it? Because number one, I love creating YouTube videos. And number two, I enjoy helping people out. And you want to know something else? Even if my channel doesn't grow quick enough because I'm devoting too much time to helping other people, that's okay. See, I get excited and happy when I'm able to help other people out. People may say, well, what are you going to do? Devote your life to helping people? Sure, why not? Why not? I like helping people out. And I'm going to continue to keep doing it. One way or the other, like I said, I can't do it financially. But if I could share my experience, you know, share information based off my own experiences, I'm going to put it out there. And hopefully people who come across my YouTube videos, or in this case, this even like this podcast here, and they get a little takeaway from it, a little inspiration, why not? I'm more happy seeing another person happy. Okay? I don't mind sharing my time. Is it a lot of work? Sure. You know, I mean, like I said, again, I do take breaks and stuff like that. You know, you gotta have a little leisure in between. But for the most part, I love sharing information with people. That's, if you looked at my YouTube channel banner there, it'll say online reseller, entrepreneur, and vlogger. And then right on the bottom, it'll say help, inspire, and share. I call it the His Initiative. I love helping people out. I want to inspire them, and I have information to share. I don't have a book to sell you, and I don't have a dream to sell you. Again, the only thing I could offer you at this point in time is information based off my own experiences. I'm going to keep putting videos out. Whether they get a lot of views or not, that's another story. At least I'm doing my part. And I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to be consistent. As I said, as I say in my videos, content is king. Okay? We all have talents and we all have passions. And I tell this to people when they ask that question, how do I know what my talent or passion is? You know what my comeback is? What are you good at? Well, I know how to paint. You know, maybe you're an artist, like an amateur artist. You know how to paint like landscapes or whatever. Or maybe, whatever. You could be the next Bob Ross for all you know. Or let's say, again, you're a carpenter. You could teach people how to build. Or a cook. Teach people how to cook food, you know, or a baker, whatever. The list goes on. I don't have to tell you guys that. It's all based on common sense with that part. But the list goes on. You have talents. People, all of us have talents. We just don't put it out there. We don't share it. And that's the problem. It's all bottled up. Put it out there. People will watch it. I'm telling you. And use the YouTube shorts. Don't dismiss those YouTube shorts. Use them as a trailer, like a movie trailer. Okay? Use it as a movie trailer. Use it to like tell them people, you know, hey, you know, I'm going to start a new YouTube channel. This is what it's going to be about, you know? Put it out there. Let people know what you're doing, you know? But listen, this podcast is coming to a close here. I'm going to end it right now because the clock is ticking here. I just want to say, if anybody has, you know, checked out my podcast or my YouTube channel, you could find me on YouTube. Just by type in Richard J. Pacini. You could see my videos. And if you like them, please don't forget to that subscribe button, like, comment, and share. And if you want to be up there, so I post that new videos, please hit that bell notification icon. And for those of you out there who listen to this podcast or my other podcast, I just want to say thank you so much. It is greatly appreciated. And I hope you'll keep coming back for more. I'm going to try to keep doing more these podcasts. So I just want to say thank you again, and good luck to all you new YouTubers out there. I'm wishing you guys all the best of luck and the best success. Bye-bye for now.